Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Nate Colbert. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Mundy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Zahn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Nate Colbert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Colbert takes first base on ball 4. Manguel moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Manguel moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zahn. Manguel scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Mundy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mundy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Foote hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foote moves to third. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mackanin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foote scores. Foley moves to second. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman bunts in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. Mackinnon moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley scores. Mackinnon scores. It's 4-2, Expos. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Colbert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Colbert strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Adams pinch hits for Jeff Zahn. Mike Adams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Detor now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Foote reaches second base with a double. Parrish moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Foley reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Foote scores. It's 6-2, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 0 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive towards the mound. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field. Colbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel hits a line drive towards third. Madlock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Colbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colbert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colbert strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Swisher to Madlock. The throw back to home, and Carter is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Colbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Expos. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Tom Dedor. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foote for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Foley reaches third base with a triple. Cardinal throws the ball into Swisher, who tags Foley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday, who is chasing the ball. Mackinnon reaches third base with a triple. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freeman is thrown out after the base hit. Mackinnon scores. It's 8-3, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Jerry White now playing center field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Ellis Valentine pinch runs for Gary Carter. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 11-3, Expos. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foot is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to home to get Valentine. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mackinnon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Foley moves to second. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Woody Freeman. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Biotner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing right field. Don Carruthers now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen juggles the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Andre Thornton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manguel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel strikes out. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Buddy Schultz. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Rosello moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosello scores. Lockhock moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Expos. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal strikes out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 11, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Crosby now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Parrish is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 12-4, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mackinnon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carruthers strikes out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Ken Crosby. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Rosello moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosello moves to third. Wallace moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 4 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosello scores. Wallace scores. Cardinal moves to second. It's 12-6, Expos. Dale Murray now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 4 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.